Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, this is kind of a funny story to kick things off. Remember Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Airplane, Naked Gun, all that. Just a prankster. They said he loved a good fart joke. There's some videos of him, I believe, on YouTube where he would go on like Conan or whoever, you know, a late night show, and he'd have a fart machine. You know, and he would just act like it was no big deal. It turns out they put a fart machine in his casket.
Oh, yay.
So during the viewing and everything, it would just be constantly farting. Don't you love that?
That makes me happy.
That makes me so funny.
A smile just was plastered on my face because of your story, Jer. I love that.
They say the little button to activate the fart machine was at the bar. So every now and then you could just go up and hit the button, and whoever was up at the casket, it would be farting. So, I mean, that's... You know what? That's quality. That's
a quality death right there. With the long pee. Remember when
yes,
he left the court?
Yes, I do.
Those were so funny to me. And then it went on to like the Revenge of the Nerd movies. Remember? Like they adapted that from his like his comedic routine. And
such a funny guy.
He was such a funny guy.
Such
like,
a good guy.
He deserves laughs on the way out too. I love it.
I believe it was a niece posted on TikTok yesterday. She's like, I've hesitated talking about this. She's like, because there's something awkward about a memorial and a casket. And
yeah,
death.
But
she's like, but it's, I guess it's trickled out from various other people. So she's like, I just want to confirm it that yes, there was a fart machine in his casket. So that's funny. There's no going back now. Disney has signed a $1 billion deal with OpenAI for a 3-year licensing agreement, becoming the first major content company to license intellectual. I got to stop taking Vicodin before the show. to license intellectual property to an AI platform. So what that means, if you're a fan of like that Sora video generator,
okay. You
can actually go on and have access to 200 different Disney, Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars characters. So now you can create videos of yourself like fighting Darth Vader. Or, you know, hanging in the Up House, you know.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Kind of neat.
That's kind of cool.
Maybe you want to have a Thanksgiving dinner with Mickey Mouse and Iron Man. Boom, you can make it now with these videos.
It's an odd couple.
And Disney is giving the green light to it.
That's pretty
cool. No going back now, you guys.
And I hate that. I like that. It's kind of cool.
You know? I don't know if I like it.
I just want to fight Darth Vader.
I know. I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, you'll be fine with it, kitty cat. I do like this story. Amazon is currently testing ultra-fast deliveries. Deliveries that'll get to your door in about 30 minutes.
Oh, I was like, next day, how much faster can we get?
30 minutes now.
Okay.
They are testing it in two places, Seattle and Philadelphia. And if it goes well there, they're planning on expanding. Won't be free. As of right now, a 30-minute delivery, you can tack on $14 per order. But if you're a Prime member, it's going to be an additional $4, and a small basket fee of $2 will be added to orders below 15. So I guess if you need it now, you can't get out of the house, you're sick, maybe you need formula for your kiddo or something, you can get it in 30 minutes or less eventually.
It's nice, but it's not groundbreaking.
No, I mean, we've all ordered pizzas, right?
30 minutes or less or it's free. Exactly. Like,
we've
this
all
has happened.
Pizza. But this is different than just a pizza.
I know,
which
but
is what they
still,
specialize
like,
in.
I get that it's a new Amazon thing, but we've had stuff 30 minutes or less before.
Easy peasy. This right?
Is, yeah.
But if you got a hankering for a Snickers bar,
there
you know,
go.
Who's going to bring it to you? A drone now.
Yeah, right into your window.
Have you had the thing? Do you have an Alexa?
I do not. I don't trust them.
I'm getting there.
I don't.
Alexa's got a new voice now. They've got like an advanced Alexa, and it was tested out yesterday on my speakers. The kids are messing around with it. It is like an actual person in the room talking.
I don't
to
like
creepy.
It.
And I was like, well, just another way for them to upsell us and charge us, because it's like you can test it now. I was like, well, they're going to totally upcharge us on this. So don't get used to it, kids. But yeah, like legitimate, like you were talking to a woman in the room with you, the back and forth.
See, I thought it was fun
crazy.
When you could give them like an English accent. That's like when
hello!
I lived with my friends, their Alexa talked from, like she was from Australia.
Britain. Yeah.
And
hello!
I loved it. I was just like, you know, so that I can understand. But a real person, I think
it's
that
real.
Would freak me out.
It's real AI
freak
right there.
Me out.
All right, one final thing I have. A woman delivered her baby in the backseat of a Waymo self-driving taxi. She was actually in there going to the University of California San Francisco Hospital. The vehicle detected unusual activity inside the car and went ahead and contacted emergency services, but By the time the taxi reached the hospital, the birth had already occurred. Hopefully it's a self-cleaning car as well.
Right? But she delivered her own baby, essentially?
It just comes out, Katie.
That's how it happened?
There's not much to it.
Okay. Take it back right now. There are 6,600 languages out there. You decided to talk smack today. Turn it around. Turn that around.
I mean, if it's coming, it's coming. You just got to just
no.
push a little bit.
You just push a little bit, it comes out, and you grab it.
No.
Oh, come on. I saw it go down. I've been there twice. Doesn't seem
and
that
you
difficult.
Watched,
I
and watched. That was...
In a pinch, Nicole could have done it on her own. Easy peasy.
I mean, they did it for a millennia on them, didn't they?
You find a stick.
Sometimes I need to take
stick.
A lap.
Oh, come on.
Go for a walk.
You could have totally done it. If you were in a taxi,
no,
you could have done it.
I didn't have any drugs when I delivered Zoe. I did that all naturel. I could do it, okay? But
so you're good.
Still
you agree.
You do no drugs.
Because I was told it was better.
Was it?
Yeah, I did in my Lamaze classes.
I guess you don't have anything to compare it to.
I don't. I only did it once, and it hurt. So
Nicole waited a long time before she finally got the drugs for our first one.
Yeah.
And the nurses were finally like, why are you waiting so long?
Yeah,
she's
and
like,
you,
I don't know. I just was
you
told to wait.
You only have a window.
They're like,
and so
no.
Once that window passes, like that did happen to me where I was like, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. And then when I wanted it, I couldn't
too
have
late.
It anymore. It was too late. But our plan was for me not to have it because just the stories and everything. And I didn't want it. I didn't want to do it that way. So
you didn't
did
cry
it.
Or nothing.
I cried.
That baby came out sideways.
There was a lot of crying.
She didn't cry or nothing.
I cried. And then I ate a whole pizza and chicken
there
wings.
There you go.
Like, yeah. Oh, God. Once Nicole finally got the epidural, she's like, why did I wait so long?
I know. A lot of people mentioned that.
Anyway,
but,
doesn't look that hard. All right, Josh, what you got for sports?
I just love making you mad.
Talking smack.
Doesn't look that hard at all.
Oh, man. Yeah, this
basically
is...
just comes out on its own.
Gravity,
it's
right?
Like a slip and
come
slide.
On, Katie.
All you gotta do is stand up.
Okay,
all right.
You want to direct those emails, calls, and texts to Jeremy?
The other ladies know that have done it on their own. They're like, yeah, it's easy. Uh-huh. I agree with Jer.
My mom had two home births, so she kind of did do it on her own, yeah.
All right, what you got for sports?
All right, this is funny. Jason Kelce, he is now taking a page out of his future sister-in-law, Taylor Swift's book, and he got in the studio recently. Jason Kelce is the former center and Super Bowl champion for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he wanted to spread some holiday cheer by creating a song that is all about beer. Let's take a listen.
Oh, beer, oh, beer, oh, beer, oh, beer.
Apologies to all of you listening that have alcohol issues this time of year.
Well, the lyrics are easy to remember. That's why he created it.
Apologies if you have substance abuse issues this time of year.
Well, no, but Jason loves beer.
Exactly. You
okay
can
keep
still
at it.
Like it.
Keep at it. Keep at it.
Just because they can't drink doesn't mean other people can't.
Yeah.
You know, that's how that works. But
stay strong.
Well, it's catchy.
Stay strong.
That's
it's
a catchy
very
song.
Catchy.
Lyrics are easy to remember when you have a few beers.
It sounds like a football player wrote it, right?
It sounds like a lineman.
You know what they say about hits? It's everyone can sing along to it. That right there is a hit.
There you
catchy.
Go.
There's not
very
anyone
catchy.
Who can't sing along to that one.
I'm about ready to
so.
Crack open a cold one right now.
All
right.
There you go. What are you going to choose?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, good choice.
What you got for local? So
okay. Well, let's talk about, what do you want to hear? About Colorado getting some national love for our holiday spirit?
Sure.
That's a good one.
You got it.
Yeah. USA Today. So they put out a list of the best holiday attractions across the nation. So they asked their readers to vote on it. And they looked at things like zoo lights, festive amusement parks, botanic gardens, and more. But right here in Colorado, we took the 9th and 10th spot. So coming in at number 10, the Georgetown Christmas Market. I haven't been out to that one yet, but I love trains. And so I feel like they would do a good job, right? Integrating their train history in with all the Christmas lights. And they say the USA Today article said specifically the attractions that made this one so great was the European Marketplace, the Roasted Chestnuts, horse-drawn wagon rides, and their Alpine Beer Garden. There's a lot of things out there in Georgetown that helped them make the list. But I just love going out to Georgetown in general.
Can I ask
so
you something?
Ready? Yes.
Why do you love trains so much?
I don't know. I just...
It's the holiday train. That's what it is. It's super festive. It's really cool.
But is it that one or is it just trains
Express,
in general?
The trains. I think the thing is my grandpa really liked trains, and so he had
exactly
some train
what I was gonna
things.
Say. Like generally, it's like a 60-year-old man who all of a sudden gets into train collecting and setting up miniature trains in his basement.
Yes.
And it's so, generally a dude thing. I never hear any woman say, I love trains.
My grandpa did it, and then I dated a guy who his grandpa collected trains, so he then in turn collected trains, and we would have the entire like train setup with the tracks and the little
That's
town
cool.
and the people, and we would set that up. Our entire garage was full of train pieces for a little bit. Hey, come on, ride
You're
the chain and run it. Yes. So, but yeah, so it just kind of fascinated me because I didn't even realize Georgetown had such a train history in their museum.
Georgetown
and
Loop,
out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're famous for until he told me that because he said his grandpa used to take him out there all the time to hang out in the trains and look at all that stuff. So, hey, you just love this song, don't
I really
you?
Do. I was just looking in the system to see if we had the whole thing because I was going to play it.
No, that's pretty great.
Darn
but
it.
Yeah, so the Georgetown Christmas Market, and then the other one that made the list coming in at number 9 was the Denver Chris Kindle Market. And of course, that one
Iconic. Everybody
knows about it. Iconic. It went to Auraria campus this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing construction out there in the spot where it has been. But I mean, my gosh, that thing is famous for so many reasons and people just absolutely love it. Zoe was getting out there this next weekend and she hasn't been, so she's also pretty pumped to be able to do that for the first time. That's one I've never been to either. So
you should go to
a couple
there.
Things I need to check out here, right here in our community. And then let's do one more because the National Western Stock Show is going to kick off next month. I know. They have named their Grand Marshal for this year's festivities. Pete Coors.
Again,
oh,
iconic.
Cool.
My
iconic.
Mom went to high school with him.
Did, really?
I went to high school with his kids.
Look at that.
Okay, he is going to mosey on over
Jason
to the
Kelsey drinks his beer.
Convention Center. January 8th is when it all kicks off in Denver. And so as the Grand Marshal, he gets the duty of...
Duty.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Starting things up.
Stop the parade.
Stock show.
So which is always a parade that's unsettling to
it
me
is.
With all those giant animals.
Giant animals. It's cold usually.
Yes.
They're
those
just...
big old... The steer with the horns.
The longhorns.
Wasn't it last year, the traffic, because there was a big storm or something, right? So the cows couldn't make it down from Colorado
That's
Springs,
right.
remember?
That was last year.
It was like the first time they weren't able to be in the parade for many years because of the weather and whatnot. But yeah, there's a lot of iconic stuff that happens with the stock show. And so Pete Coors, I don't think they could have picked a better Grand Marshal.
True dat.
You know?
Colorado legend right
Yes,
there,
I mean, doesn't get more Colorado than Pete Coors. So.
Damn straight.
Pretty neat.
Damn straight. There's your hype this morning, guys. Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, Josh.